So, you know, one of the injustices that take place when it comes to the deen of Allah and when it comes to the religion of Allah is when some of the key concepts of the religion are not understood properly by the general masses. This is one of the asib and one of the threats that every religion and Islam, more importantly, faces in all times. Imamah is one of those fundamental topics when it comes to Islam, and especially when it comes to the Islam of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the pure Muhammad and Islam, that has been widely misunderstood over the course of centuries. When I was going to talk about this topic, I first wanted to refer to the sermon of Imam Reza alayhi salam. That's called the Sermon of Marv. There's a place called Marv, I believe it's near Mashhad. And that in that sermon, Imam alayhi salam, he explains what Imamah is, what the institution of Imamah is. Who explains it? The 8th divinely appointed Imam. But then as I started working on preparing the content and going through the sermon, I kind of changed tracks. And the reason I changed tracks is because if we continue to carry the incomplete understanding of Imamah that we usually general people have, then that sermon is not going to be as beneficial as if we were to talk about those deviations, those misconceptions, and those misinterpretations by the general people when it comes to the topic of Imamah. Inshallah, with the permission of the teachers and seniors, we would like to kind of analyze, based on our own experiences, different types of people, general masses around the world, based on our own exposure, of course, how they interpret Imamah, how they understand Imamah, the topic of Imamah, the institution of Imamah. For the barakah, inshallah, in this journey, we are going to refer to that sermon of Merv, and we are going to recite how Imam Reza alayhi salam defines Imamah. And then we are going to go through our analysis. So if we look at this sermon of Merv, Imam alayhi salam says, إِنَّ الْإِمَامَةَ زِمَامُ الدِّينِ وَنِزَامُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَسَلَاحُ الدُّنْيَا وَعِزُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So there are four things Imam mentions in this blessed hadith. Imam says, Imamah is the reins of the religion, the system of the Muslims, the well-being of the world, and the honor of the believers. A very quick disclaimer, you know, before we delve deeper into the topic. The first thing is, this presentation is a humble effort to comprehend different understandings of Shias regarding Imamah. This presentation is not intended to harm or hurt any individual. This presentation is not created to target any particular group. Its purpose is to educate ourselves and empower the audience to be able to observe different understandings of Imamah that may be prevailing in our societies. This classification is done by the presenter, the humble presenter, and may not include all other types available in society. These are just some samples. The idea is to be able to study different trends through this classification. Each type may possess positives or negatives. And this is an important point, brothers and sisters, before we go too far and you don't pay attention to this disclaimer. Each of the types we're going to explain, they may possess positive and negative, correct and incorrect, both beliefs and practices. And the presenter is neither endorsing nor rejecting any belief or practice, unless, of course, stated otherwise by me. Lastly, the presenter is open to discussion in any case if you wish to disagree with what is stated in the presentation. It is a work in progress. It is not the final product. Since we are the host of students, inshallah, we'll be presenting it. It is a work in progress, and any corrections or alterations will be welcomed by the humble presenter. So one of the types of Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, that prescribe and they claim that they are the followers of Imamah are veneration-based Imamah followers. The second one is prejudice-based, ta'assub. The third one is devotion-based Imamah. The fourth one is jurisprudence-based Imamah. The fifth one is Sufi Imamah. The sixth one is political Imamah. The seventh one is doctrine-based Imamah. And the last one is ideological Imamah.